KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. A new day is dawning in the Olympics with gold medal finals today in swimming in the men's 200-meter breaststroke, the men's 100-meter freestyle, the women's 200-meter butterfly, and the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay. In the women's 100 freestyle, American Missy Franklin is qualified for this evening's semifinals. The men's gymnastics all-around is also taking place, with the U.S. team looking to rebound after its fifth-place finish in the team competition earlier in the week. In women's beach volleyball, the U.S. team of Misty May Trainer and Carrie Walsh Jennings, the reigning two-time gold medalists, are back in action. They wrap up pool play against a team from Austria. Walsh will be competing with a case of pink eye, which she calls super minor. Also, the women's basketball team is back on the court with a game against Turkey today. Recapping yesterday's activities, it's a couple of routes and two outings for the U.S. men's basketball team as Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love scored 16 points each and Kevin Durant added 13 in the U.S. 110-63 win over Tunisia. Team USA turned a close game into a blowout with a spectacular second half. Tony Parker scored 17 points as France stunned Argentina 71-64 in an Olympic preliminary men's game featuring 10 NBA players. Nicolas Batum added 14 points for France, which came in 0-4 in Olympic competition against Argentina. Michael Phelps is the master of the medals. The swimming sensation has set the Olympic record for the most medals won, helping the U.S. to the gold medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. That brings his medal haul to 19, including a record 15 gold. Phelps broke the record held by former Russian gymnast Larissa Latsnina. Earlier, Phelps tied the mark when he was edged out for gold by South African Chad Lee Koss in the 200-meter butterfly. Allison Schmidt set an Olympic record to win the 200-meter freestyle. The American was clocked at a minute 53.61 seconds, more than a second better than the old mark. American teenager Missy Franklin finished in fourth place. The Americans emphatically claimed their first Olympic gold medal in women's gymnastics since 1996. The favorites lived up to expectations, collecting 183.596 points to earn a whopping 5-point victory over Russia. Romania won the bronze medal. The Americans jumped on top on their first rotation with a number of booming vaults to open a 1.7-point lead. With one rotation to go, the outcome was pretty much decided, and the U.S. women used their floor exercises like a coronation. Allie Raisman, world champion Jordan Weber, and Gabby Douglas, along with Michaela Maroney and Kyla Ross, raised their index fingers as the crowd chanted USA. The United States clinched first place in its group in Olympic women's soccer with a 1-0 win over North Korea. Abby Wambach scored in the 25th minute for her 141st international goal, her third of this tournament. Serbia's Novak Djokovic advanced to the third round of the Olympics by beating three-time Wimbledon runner-up Andy Roddick of the U.S. 6-2 and 6-1 at the All England Club. Venus Williams eased into the third round of the women's competition by beating Alexandra Wozniak of Canada 6-1 and 6-3. She later teamed with her sister Serena to advance to the quarterfinals in doubles with a 6-2, 7-5 win over Germany's Angelique Kerber and Sabine Lisicki. Top-seeded Bob and Mike Bryan of the U.S. advanced to the quarterfinals of the Olympic doubles by edging their Russian counterparts 7-6 and 7-6. Nikolai Davydenko and Mikhail Yuzhny made up that squad. The longest set in Olympic history was played at Wimbledon yesterday when Joe Wilfried Tsonga of France defeated Milos Raonic of Canada 6-3, 3-6, and 25-23 in the second round. The previous record was 30 games in 2004 when Fernando Gonzalez defeated Taylor Dent in the third set 16-14 to win the bronze medal. Clay Stanley scored 16 points, and the U.S. men's volleyball team improved to 2-0 in preliminary pool play at the London Olympics with a 3-set victory over Germany. Eight female badminton players, including the world champions from China, face a disciplinary hearing today after being accused of trying to throw matches at the Olympics a day earlier to secure a favorable draw. The Badminton World Federation said in a statement it had charged the doubles players from China, South Korea, and Indonesia under its players' code of conduct with not using one's best efforts to win a match. Spectators at the arena booed when they realized players apparently were deliberately trying to lose. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Matt Holliday homered, doubled, and drove in four runs, and Kyle Loesch worked through an erratic outing to win his fifth consecutive decision and lift the St. Louis Cardinals over the Colorado Rockies 11-6. Carlos Beltran and David Freese also homered, and Alan Craig went 3-for-3 with two walks and three RBIs to help the Cardinals rebound from successive losses. The Rockies dropped to 0-4 in their homestand and have lost 7 of 8 overall. Loesch, who also beat the Rockies 3 weeks ago in St. Louis, gave up 9 hits and 5 runs over 6 innings, breaking a string of 10 consecutive quality starts. He struck out 5 and walked 2. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Washington 8-0. It was Atlanta 7-1 over Miami. Cincinnati topping San Diego 7-6. Pittsburgh shut out Chicago 5-0. Milwaukee 10-1 over Houston. Arizona beat the Dodgers 8-2. And San Francisco over the New York Mets 4-1. In the American League, Alcides Escobar drove in 3 runs. Luke Hochschaver pitched 6 solid innings, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Cleveland Indians 8-3, snapping a 5-game losing streak. Escobar had 2 hits for his 34th multi-hit game, raising his average to a team-leading 307. Jared Dyson and Alex Gordon had 3 hits each, and Chris Getz had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs. The Royals scored all of their runs in the first 3 innings. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat New York 11-5, Boston over Detroit in 5 innings, 4-1. The Angels beat Texas 6-2, White Sox over the Twins 4-3, Tampa Bay topping Oakland 8-0, while Seattle posts a 7-2 win over Toronto. Texas won the Ryan Dempster sweepstakes, acquiring the Chicago Cubs ace for 2 minor leaguers moments before the trade deadline. The AL West leaders fortified their rotation for the stretch run, sending infielder Christian Villanueva and pitcher Kyle Hendricks to Chicago. Dempster was 5-5 with a .225 earned run average in 16 games for the Cubs and can become a free agent after this season. Elsewhere in trade news, the last-place Phillies sent 2-time All-Star center fielder Shane Victorino to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Philly gets relief pitcher Josh Lindblom, minor league pitcher Ethan Martin, and other considerations in that deal. Philadelphia also shipped 2-time All-Star right fielder Hunter Pence to San Francisco for 3 players. The Phillies get outfielder Nate Shearholtz, minor league catcher Tommy Joseph, and minor league right-handed pitcher Seth Rosen in the deal. St. Louis acquired reliever Edward Mujica from Miami for 2010 first-round pick Zach Cox. The Marlins also send All-Star first baseman Gabby Sanchez to Pittsburgh for minor league pitcher Kyle Kaminska. The Red Sox traded outfielder Scott Posednik and right-hander Matt Albers to Arizona for left-hander Craig Breslow, while the Yankees have obtained third baseman Casey McGee from Pittsburgh for reliever Chad Qualls, a move that followed injuries to Alex Rodriguez and Mark Teixeira. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was New Orleans beating the Iowa Cubs by a final of 5-3, while Omaha downed Oklahoma City by a score of 12-5. In football news, star tailback Silas Redd is bolting Penn State. He's running for Southern Cal instead. The 1,200-yard rusher has opted to leave a Nittany Lions program facing stiff sanctions handed down by the NCAA in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. With Ohio State and Penn State both barred from the postseason, there are only 4 teams in the Big Ten Leaders Division competing for a spot in the league championship game this year. Wisconsin and running back Monty Ball are the heavy favorites. As Michigan State moves on without quarterback Kirk Cousins, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Northwestern, Indiana, and Purdue all hope to find their footing following disappointing finishes a year ago. Nebraska and running back Rex Burkhead look to build on their first season in the Big Ten, while Urban Meyer will focus on making the Buckeyes a force again after a 6-7 season. Penn State coach Bill O'Brien, well, he's simply trying to keep Penn State afloat after those rippling NCAA sanctions from the Jerry Sandusky scandal. And in basketball news, the Chicago Bulls have agreed to a contract with point guard Nate Robinson, who regained his form while averaging over 11 points and 4.5 assists with Golden State last season. Robinson joins veteran Kirk Heinrich as insurance for Derrick Rose, the 2011 NBA MVP, who is expected to miss a big portion of the season while recovering from knee surgery. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.